The project came out of a conversation that we were having, Andrew, about how the institution of the National Museum could look again at its great collection of 18th century porcelain, and how maybe I could work as a potter with the collection. I was very interested in the collection. It's a remarkable testament of to a great 19th century collector, De Winton, who collected almost 3,500 pieces of 18th century porcelain over a period of about 30 years, between about 1890 and 1920. And I am very interested in the identity of the collection as well as the porcelain itself. And it struck me as a wonderful opportunity to come and get my hands on the actual pieces.
So, as we enter the exhibition, we find ourselves flanked by cases packed with porcelain from the De Winton collection. And directly ahead of us, we see a wall of pots on shelves, the shelves reaching from the floor up to near the ceiling. And on each shelf, there's a row of small pots that you have made. So as we enter the exhibition, faced with that mass of porcelain, could you describe how you hope we might feel at that point?
Well, I wanted a sense of sort of both claustrophobia and exhilaration at the same time, because one of the great things about this collection is the moment most of it's in store, and when you go down to the stores, you get a sense of just the sheer mass of this porcelain, the incredible sense of porcelain extending back and back and back and back into these great cases, into these great vitrines. And what I wanted to get a sense of was just the quantity, the sense of accumulation, the sense of the intensity with which this man collected porcelain. And that to be the first impulse, that the first impact. But then actually when you look into these glass cases that we put, that flank you as you come in, to then begin to see how De Winton collected, his methodology for collecting, the way in which he thought about porcelain. So in these glass cases are all the subsections into which he placed the porcelain he was collecting. He really wanted to map European porcelain and map it in terms of stylistic change and identity. And so when you look into these cases, you can see the kinds of sections and subsections into which he divided his collection. So, but the first impact I wanted you to have was just of mass, both either side of you and also in front of you, with this sort of this wall of pots going up from the floor to the ceiling. I wanted you to feel like you were surrounded by pots.